Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Keystone State, Luzerne County. Selena Zito introduces us to the O'Donnells. The O'Donnells are voters who vote Democratic, Republican, but Pennsylvania is a keystone state, holds the bridge together, because what happens in Pennsylvania describes where we are in the partisanship, Republican-Democratic, of these last years. Selena, a very good evening to you. The O'Donnells, Brian and Marcy, they're professionals. They note that they've survived the pandemic, and now they're going to survive the inflation and the recession. So what are their thoughts now about the election, not only the midterm election, but in general, the direction of the country? Good evening to you.
Good evening. So I think the O'Donnells are really sort of interesting people. Brian's father was a mainstay, sort of the Rotary Club, sort of Democrat leader, was on school boards. Tom O'Donnell, he was just part of the Scranton lore. And he even ran for Congress as a Democrat. So the family has always been associated with the Democratic Party. I did something specific in this story is that I did not ask anyone what their party was or which way they were voting. But I did ask them what is driving them to the polls in November. And as if it was, you know, a script, but it's not, because it's the reality that they are living. It is still the sort of aftermath of what people went through with COVID, in particular the restrictions, especially if you're a small business owner. But also inflation has hit people hard, and that's not ebbed. That has not gone away. It may have stalled, but you cannot put a price tag on instability and uncertainty that drives people to how they're going to vote. And this family is feeling instability. It's feeling uncertainty. Everywhere they turn to make their business better, they are met with more spending and less profit.
This is Luzerne County, Wilkes-Barre, and you note that Luzerne County goes this way and that way. This is the purple of purples of Pennsylvania. It's voted for Tom Wolf, the progressive governor. It's voted for Attorney General Josh Shapiro, and he's running on the governor's line this year. Is that correct? Do I remember correctly?
Yeah, yes.
And in the 2018 and 2020 election, it was marginally Republican in 2016. So what we have here is a county that's looking for what's in it for me. Inflation. That story has ebbed a little bit recently because of gasoline. Did they talk about gas prices?
Yes. And the story may have left the national news, but it's all that people talk about when you talk to them, because $4.29 still isn't anything to write home about. It's still $70, $80 to fill up your gas tank, and it still impacts everything you do and everything you purchase. So that problem, that storyline may have left the national news because it's not now $4.99, it's $4.29. But, this is still an impactful occurrence that is happening across the country, and people are feeling the weight of it.
We go to Erie, Kyle Borer, who owns a meat market, Gordon's Butcher and Market.
Yeah.
In other words, a small businessman in the business of watching the price of food. And watching the scale that people are noting, how much is that per pound? So, what are the issues for Kyle?
The inability to find people to work is a big problem. It's a problem I found out when I was out in the ski resorts in Colorado just a week ago. But also, again, inflationary cost. It cost money to go pick up the cows and the pigs that they slaughter and cut there, and the farmers have to pass on the cost of diesel and the astronomical cost of fertilizer. So everybody, you know, everybody is feeling the pinch of this. Also, crime and fentanyl, two really big issues. Issues that that voters are deeply concerned about. Crime has a lot to do with the defund the police movement, even though the president has now decided to fund the police. The impact of that culturally is still very, very present, and it has impacted how prosecutors and how police members of the police forces behave. And there is also you know, this has left the headlines, but it's very much on the hearts and minds of people across the country. And that is the skyrocketing epidemic of fentanyl deaths in this country. Not just, you know, it used to be white working class in Appalachia. Well, Philadelphia has now surpassed that. And that is a majority black population. So this is a crime that is comes directly from policies that the Biden administration has instituted along the border. So this is also a very big concern among voters.
Erie County, Erie, the city as well, is an industrial city from the 19th century. It was a county that voted for Donald Trump before it voted for Joe Biden, before it elected a Republican for county executive. So we're looking at, again, at a purple. Now we go to Allegheny County, the suburbs that were determinative in the last presidential election. You introduced this to Chris Scott, who is a landscaper. What do we need to know about his concerns?
Well, his concerns, again, echo what the other two voters say. Inflation is still top of mind. There isn't a voter that I haven't talked to that it hasn't said that the inflation is the most important issue for them going into the voting booth. And it's impacted. I mean, he has to drive around all day. He has multiple. He also has an excavating company, and he employs several people. And, you know, all that cost into transfer and transportation and into diesel fuel is again astronomical.
And Selena, the driver of worldwide inflation is the energy costs. The driver of some of the inflation is the pandemic and the supply chain. The driver of some of the inflation is said to be the generosity of the Trump administration and the Biden administration during the pandemic. This is a complicated story. Do these voters recognize that we're going to go through a rough patch here? What the chairman of the Federal Reserve says is pain, meaning joblessness. Do they know that's coming, like winter?
Yes, there is this foreboding sense of uncertainty among voters. And I would say if there was a prevailing sentiment to be the moniker of this election cycle, I would say it's uncertainty.
And the uncertainty of the immediate economy and where it's going. Now,
right.
They're all well employed and they have a control of their businesses. I think all three are small businessmen, business people. So they see the costs every day and that weighs upon them, but not so much to push them out of business, right? They're just watching their margins trimmed.
Right. And all of them had wrestled with the thought that that might happen. So I think they're always cognizant of the hammer going to drop. I mean, I think that if you had a way to describe people about how they feel, they're just waiting for the next hammer to drop.
Pandemic, inflation, recession. Selena Zito, writing for The Washington Examiner and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, also for The New York Post, publishing on three counties in Pennsylvania, the Keystone State. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.